The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
You want us in your corner.
Yes.
You need us in your corner.
If anybody's going to encourage you to be a hoe, it's the Burt Show.
It's real hoes.
Wait, no. Yeah, the Burt Show putting the hoe
in ho ho.
I didn't think
you
that went through.
You didn't, yeah.
No, that didn't land. Remind.
I'm just going to just, can we do the dump button? All right, into entertainment. So Lizzo is speaking out about the sexual harassment lawsuit that she has finally been dropped from. If you missed this story, last year, her former backup dancers sued her for alleged sexual and racial harassment and claimed that there was a hostile work environment. Also, she was sued by her wardrobe stylist who claimed that she was forced to work like 20-hour days at a time. Finally, a judge dismissed her from the lawsuit. Her touring company is still facing some serious claims, but for now, Lizzo is out of this. So she went on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, where she shared that she was deeply, deeply hurt by this lawsuit because she's like, I thought we were all cool.
That period of my life was very dark because of the feeling of betrayal. Not because I was like, oh my God, like I did something wrong. It was like, no, like the wind was knocked out of me by people that I cared about. And even if it wasn't like you was my best friend in the whole wide world, I hired you. You know, I believed in you. And to feel betrayed on that level was like deeply earth shattering. And then the betrayal from the public where they were just like, well, we believe it. You know, we've known you for 5 years and we've seen, you know, how you stand up for, you know, marginalized people and bigger bodies and black women. But you know what? We don't believe you anymore. I was like, oh, okay. Valid, fair. I get it. And then the betrayal from the media.
I do feel like she's been laying low lately.
And I totally get why. Yeah. Like, I mean, when you feel like the entire world feels one way about you, I would stay in my $1 million mansion too and just kind of wait for kind of the tides to turn a little bit. And this really sucks for her because I remember people just being shocked when this lawsuit came out because we have seen how much work she has done for marginalized people and that it was a shock that anybody would accuse her of any of this. But at the same time, it's kind of like when you see somebody who's in a position of power and you see multiple people that she employed, it's kind of like you want to take their accusations into consideration too, because at the end of the day, like we might feel like we know Lizzo, but we don't. And we don't want to look at those people and say, you're wrong if you really have been a victim. But I do feel like the fact that the judge dismissed her from this case says a lot about mm-hmm. Lizzo as a person and a lot more about the people that were suing her.
I felt that. I can see why she went dark now. I mean, that's tough. Like Bert always says, no good deed goes unpunished and you think you're doing well, doing right by people and they just betray you and it's so unnecessary. And then, of course, you got to deal with the public scrutiny of of people not knowing your side of the story and what they're getting off. So I get that. I felt that deeply, and I can completely understand why she just had to stay to herself for a while.
She also talked about the sexual harassment accusations, because I remember there was a story that somebody had said while the lawsuit was happening that, like, she forced them to, like, go to, like, a strip club or something. Mm-hmm. And Lizzo eventually explained on Kiki Palmer's podcast that, like, the place that she wanted them to go to was, like, a burlesque show in Paris. I think it's called, like, Crazy Horse or something. And in her mind, she was like, oh my gosh, we're all friends. Like, I love this place. Like, we should all go and check it out together. And a lot of people in the comments of this video that I saw, because the Shade Room had posted some clips, was it looked like maybe Lizzo was trying to be a friend and also an employer.
Yeah.
And it's really tough to have that line of, like, you want to be friends with the people that work for you. Like, you want to feel like it's a family. Like, you don't want people to feel like they're just working for some, like, big bad pop star. And I feel like that really backfired for her in this case, where it's like, you think that you're just opening the door to, like, this fun experience, and we're going to go to a burlesque show, and sure, it's in Paris, so of course everyone's topless. And then for people to use your kindness against you really has to blow for her.
Because it is, it's such a fine line. At one point, somebody can be like, hey, I think this could be deemed inappropriate, and maybe I can get, like, a payday off of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, especially if people are having fun in the moment, you think, like Lizzo sees everyone having a good time, but then they get home and maybe they have regrets about it, or maybe they're like, ooh, we could definitely see this as, like, a big payday. A bummer, but I'm glad that she's out of it. And I know her touring company is still facing these claims, but at the very least, I hope that Lizzo is able to take this experience, learn from it, and hopefully we get some new music from her, because I have missed hearing her in the club.
It's what it sounds to me is like there were some missteps and maybe some mistakes, but they weren't done with malice. Does that make sense? As far as, like, you know, and when I say mistakes and missteps, what you're talking about is, like, befriending employees and, you know, doing things with them that could be perceived as inappropriate, kind of stuff like that, like maybe crossing lines. But in your head, you think you're hanging out with friends, but in actuality, you're not recognizing your power and your stance. And maybe they feel like they have to do this when in actuality, they don't want to do it. But you're kind of blinded to that, because in that moment, you're looking at them as a friend and not as an employee.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she doesn't realize the celebrity that she's become, like, because she was so normal and, like, really got herself out of a tough situation. She explained that, you know, she worked really hard to get where she is today. She, like, slept in her car at one point. And maybe she hasn't quite realized, like, oh, I'm Lizzo. I'm not just Lizzo. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Before we get to our absurd viral hypotheticals, I want to ask everybody if they've got their Christmas shopping done. We have 5 sleeps till Santa. Abby, Christmas shopping done?
Done. In fact, my brother and his girlfriend got all their gifts yesterday, and this is the first time I've ever actually bought him a Christmas gift, so I feel very accomplished.
As you should. All right, Mo, does your family exchange gifts?
We do. I probably got about 50% of it done. I got a few more gifts. I wish I was finished.
Does it stress you out?
A lot.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Cassie?
Done.
I think you were done early, right?
Yes, for the first time. I don't know what it is. Like, in the past, I've never felt like I could decide on what to get someone for Christmas until, like, Christmas was 2 weeks out. And that's when I'm like, this is the one. But this year, I was like, screw that. And I just did it early.
Like, I'm done, but I'm not done.
What do you mean you're not done?
That's like art. You're never really done.
Right, are you?
So, like, I know what I'm getting people. But I like to give experiences, so I just have to, like, write it out and put it in a box and wrap it. Like, there's no purchase necessary. Like, I don't have to buy stuff, but I do have to, like, for instance, my mom needs a new couch, right? So my brother and I are going in and getting her a new couch because hers is falling apart. So I just need to put a picture of a couch in a box and give it to her. So while we're in Kentucky, we can go shopping and she can pick out her new couch.
That's
so
fun. That's brilliant. Yeah,
okay. So, that's why I say I'm done, but I'm not done.
Got it.
All right. Jackson.
Yes.
Absurd hypotheticals.
Yes.
That's what you're bringing to the table today.
That is exactly what I'm bringing to the table today. Oftentimes, as I'm scrolling through my TikTok, I see videos from mainly other podcasts where they bring up these ridiculous hypothetical scenarios. They're kind of like, you know, fun would you rather questions. And I love these kind of questions. They usually involve some arbitrary large amount of money and would you do said thing for said amount of money? That kind of thing. Following with me?
Y'all. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have compiled a list of my, I think, 4 or 5 favorite ones that I've heard recently, and I've saved them and I've brought them to you, and I want to know how you guys would answer these.
Bring it.
All right. First off, we'll start easy. You have one chance, one shot to make a free throw. If you make it, $10 million. If you miss, 1 year in jail.
What?
Hmm. I'm shooting that free throw all day.
I believe you would.
Yeah,
I day. Absolutely believe that.
How long in jail?
One year.
Oh, 1 year you're in jail. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
I wouldn't survive prison, so that's a no for
he
me.
He might finally find a boyfriend. Oh. It might be good for you.
Do you get to intermingle with men in jail? There. I thought it was just
that's
women.
Not how it works.
Yeah. Prison guards, have you not seen Orange is the New Black?
That sounds like a really fun start to a romance, though. Like, he's outside my cell, and we, like, pass each other notes.
Mm-hmm. There's a documentary on Netflix. It's a real-life story. She got him out of jail, and they went on the run.
Oh, so win-win for you, Evan.
So she was the prison guard, and he was the prisoner, and she snuck him out and they went on the run. I mean, they obviously got caught or whatever, but yeah they started a prison romance and
but he still dumped her in the end. It all turns out the same, Kristen.
So Mo and I both played ball, and I'm sitting here thinking I wasn't a sure shot, but I was still like a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still remember your free throw?
I do.
Like what you had to do?
Three dribbles and a spin.
Oh,
yeah.
So I did four dribbles and then I did a knee bounce.
You got to do yeah. You got to bounce. Yeah.
I did four dribbles and then I did a couple knee bounces and then I would shoot. I think I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, shoot that free throw.
I think I'm gonna do it. I actually could use a break from family, so I guess a year.
A year vacation, a sabbatical.
It'll help me get caught up on like some work and whatnot.
Yep.
Yeah, I think if I got to warm up, I would take the shot. If I was just had to go out there cold, ugh. I don't know if I'd take
cold
it.
Cold is different.
Yeah, yeah. That would be very different.
But all right, so we're doing it.
Yep. Okay, next one. You are offered $100 million, but you get dropped into a random part of the ocean for 30 seconds every day at a random time.
No.
Do you take it?
Absolutely not.
Like every day for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And how much is it?
$100 million.
I need to know more about the ocean dropping. Yes. Is it surface level or are we talking about the bottom of the Mariana Trench?
You will never go into depth. You are going to be on the surface of the ocean somewhere random in the world, 30 seconds at some random time every day.
No, it's a no for me.
And how much?
$100 million.
Mm. Aren't there every aliens day, I think in I'm the taking ocean
it.
Now?
Every day for every the rest day. Of your life? 30 seconds.
Is it all of a sudden they just poof, they can magically, because you have to like travel to get to wherever it is in the ocean.
Poof. Teleport. Okay.
Oh, teleport.
Poof,
and then,
teleport.
And then you're poof back.
And poof right back to where you were.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Am I dry when I get back?
Sure.
That's the determining factor?
Man, salt water wreaks havoc on my hair.
$100 million.
I'm all set.
You invest that? Oh my God, you could flip that.
I don't know, man.
Mega money.
Yeah. I'm going to get so tired of going to the ocean.
Every day. I don't know about that. Abby?
It's a no for me, dog. I'm scared of fish.
I can swim, but I'd just have a life jacket on and that'd be my new look and I would just wear that 24/7.
Oh, that'll save you from the sharks.
Yeah. I'm not worried about sharks. I'm worried about teleporting in and there's like a giant storm or something. That would be a problem.
Now I'm thinking about like whales and stuff.
Nah, it's 30 seconds. All right, next one. You have the power to make one crime not exist anymore, ever. But in order for it to go away, you have to commit the crime yourself.
Oh, I hate this question.
What crime are you committing?
Like, you mean like this thing is no longer considered a crime or no one can do it
no
anymore?
No one can Nobody ever can do it again.
So like they can't do murder.
But you'd have to murder someone.
They can't do the R word. They can't hurt kids. But you have to do that in order for it to never to happen again.
I'll do murder.
I like that. I'm taking murder too.
Wait, do I get to pick who I murder?
Sure.
Give
me murder.
Are there consequences for your crime?
No, you're not. No, there's the consequence is if you do it, it can never be committed again.
No, but you still get in trouble for the murder.
You do?
Yeah,
you have to commit the crime. You have to commit the crime. You don't just have to live with it.
I'll do it. That's fine because I'll find the most convicted pedophile in prison who's been convicted. Bye bye, bitch.
You'd be okay.
And then everyone's going to be like, you did us a good favor. Thanks.
All right, Dexter.
Yeah. Dude, Dexter knows what's up. He saved so many lives.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, back to jail. How can you survive?
But you could save so many people's lives.
Well, you could do a petty thing, too. You could do whatever you want. Because mine would be, I think I would do, I would commit, like, perjury. Like, I would lie in court. So then nobody could ever lie ever again in court.
Oh, let's think small. But what's the consequence for lying in court?
I don't know. Probably not as bad as murder.
Pretty sure it's a felony.
It is. You going to do some time?
I would get busted for smoking weed. And that way, people could smoke weed all they want all day, every day.
But we almost there.
We're
close. We're gonna be there.
All right, fine. No, I'm staying with that. No, I'm not.
Let us talk you out of it.
That's all I want
to
do.
Stick to your guns.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it has certainly taken a village, and it started about a week ago when we had quote-unquote grandma come on in studio and tell us about her family, and she really needed a Christmas miracle for sure. She has a daughter that is a single mom battling stage 4 cancer. She told us that she's got 2 grand boys. One is 7, one is 12. And, you know, grandma was working multiple jobs to take care of the family. Grandma was dealing with stuff herself. Her fiance just passed away. Mm-hmm. And these guys didn't have anything. They couldn't figure out how to pay rent. They didn't have shoes. Grandma needed a tracksuit.
Yeah, it was a pile-on, man, of this poor family. And obviously, the main heartache is this mom of 2 boys and this grandma watching her daughter being affected by stage 4 cancer. And as much as it hurts and pains to say, this very well could be the last Christmas she gets to spend with her boys and her mom. And we just wanted to make it a memorable one. And you guys went above and beyond with breaking and entering this year.
We asked you guys for 65 items for this family, and you ended up giving us 402 items for the family. We got $8,000 for a year's supply of groceries for them. You hooked them up with $8,000 for 6 months of rent. And the list goes on and on and on, right? But Tommy is out right now in front of their apartment. Grandma took everybody from the family. They don't know what's going on. They have no idea. When they left just a couple of minutes ago, oh, Grandma wants to go have Mexican food at 11 in the morning. How nice.
And remind you, they don't have a car. So we were waiting on the ride share to pick them up and leave the premises so we could swoop in and set up. But yeah, Grandma took them to their favorite Mexican restaurant. So now they're elbow deep in queso right now.
So when they left the apartment, there was nothing in there. There's no Christmas tree in there. There's no tinsel in there. There are no lights in there. So now they're eating. And when they come back, this place is going to be packed with all of those gifts, those 402 gifts that you guys have. Tommy and his staff of elves are right outside of their apartment right now and about to break in, enter with all of your gifts. Hey, Tommy.
Hey. What's up, guys? Breaking and entering 2024. Those were my elves, by the way.
So, Tommy, where are you? Give us a description of where you're at. Who's with you? Mm-hmm. Be our eyes, man.
The Burcho elves are with me. We are standing in front of this family's apartment, and we have Elf Sheridan, Elf Amber, mm-hmm. Tiffany, Caitlin, Libby, Latrice, Ian, Salama Jade, Garrett, and Blake from Proposity, and we have the smallest elf, I believe it's Garrett's daughter, Brielle. She came to help too. And Cassandra, who's actually the family's social worker, she came
too. Oh, great.
Nice.
I heard a lot of Bert's Big Adventure elves in there, which is awesome to hear.
Yeah, everybody, all the staff's coming together.
Our Elvis of elves.
We're standing outside in the parking lot, literally outside of the building. Tracy has organized this thing like nobody's business. We've got numbered bins. They all have gifts, so many gifts for these kids and mom and grandma. We're ready to go in when you guys are.
Yeah. So I'm worried about your health more than anything else. house. Is her apartment upstairs or is it downstairs apartment?
Thank baby Jesus. It's on the first floor.
Okay. Thank God. All right. All right.
Another Christmas miracle.
And I was telling Bert, like, they turn and burn in Mexican restaurants. Like, you order, your food comes out quick. So let's get a move on.
I hope the family eats slow.
Everybody ready? Official countdown. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! They're running into the... Run! Don't quit!
Tommy's running.
Oh, so,
we're headed towards the door.
So, fun fact, we're actually watching them on FaceTime right now. I see Mikey holding a giant gift that looks like either... That might be the TV.
Tommy is leading the charge, which means everybody else is going really slow.
Tommy out of breath already.
I brought my Christmas shimmy. I'm shimmying the lock.
Nah, we see you using a key, fool.
Tommy is opening the door, and he's got like 15 people directly behind him, all with storage bins and different gifts ready to go in there as soon as he opens the door.
Hang on. It is completely dark in here, and I don't know where the light switch is.
Hopefully to God you're in the right apartment.
Hang on, guys.
The lucky family if he's not.
Where is the light switch?
You're turning off and on the outside light. I see it right now.
I got it.
FaceTime was the greatest idea this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to see
you. Come on in. The elves are coming in. Mikey's bringing in what I'm guessing is a TV for the boys. And we've got tons of decorations. We've got a brand new Christmas tree for them. The Christmas tree is going to go right in front of the windows.
Oh, there we go.
The Christmas tree is in the box. We will have to rip that open. The elves are coming in. Move fast, guys. They're eating Mexican, and it's going to go fast.
So now inside of the apartment. And the cool thing is like, it's not like an elf or two have one item or two items. Everybody is in there with armfuls of items.
Bins and big boxes.
That's right. There's a bunch of bins filled with presents, hand wrapped, and we have gingerbread houses for them to put together. We've got hot cocoa. We've got all sorts of decorations. Decorations for the tree. We've got garlands. We've got stuff to put on the wall.
You got the stockings, right?
Yes. The stockings are already pre-stuffed. Santa pre-stuffed them for us.
Oh, look at you, Santa. Nice.
You know that nobody in the family could figure out why Grandma was cleaning so much last night.
We've never seen a clean like this.
Like spotless today, Grandma. What's going on?
By the way, so I get here and we go to the front because I don't want the cops called on us if neighbors see us like breaking in and see all this weird activity. So I went to the front office and there was this nice lady who opened the door and I said, hey, can you come outside for a second? And she steps outside wondering like, what's going on? And I said, hey, I'm Tommy from the Bert Show. And she looked at me up and down. She goes, Tommy from the Bert Show? I listen every day.
No way.
Oh, wow.
That's cool.
He has heard the entire story of the family.
Oh,
and has no idea they were right here in her community. She said she heard the story and she cried.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's great.
So shout out to Jessica here at the apartment community. She made it very easy for us and helped get us into the complex. And now the elves are hard at work.
Yeah, they are.
Putting up decorations. I see garland going up around the kitchen cabinet.
Now, great. There's going to be a bunch of break-ins. Because somebody's going to go to Jessica and be like, I'm with the Bert Show.
It is a small apartment. They've got a TV up and they're putting garland around the TV. The top of the tree is already going up.
And Tommy, I think this is a first for our breaking and entering, but Santa Claus wrote the family a letter.
Aww. Oh, yes.
Santa writes one every year.
Oh, okay.
But this year he shared it with us ahead of time.
Okay.
If we want to read the letter now, we can, but it is officially stamped from the North Pole, delivered to the family by us. And if you want to read that letter, feel free.
It goes, dear blank, blank, and blank, because we are not disclosing who this is for, and they will never know who did this.
Mm. That is a bunch of parents that didn't have a lot of common sense to be naming their kids blank, blank and blank.
Blank,
and
blank. Blank one, blank two.
No, just blank,
just
and blank.
Blank and blank.
Ho, ho, ho. Greetings from the North Pole. This year, my elves and I have been keeping a special eye on your family. We know it's been a challenging year, and we wanted to do something magical to make your holiday season a little brighter. Although Christmas isn't quite here yet, we couldn't wait to deliver some surprises a bit early. You'll notice your tree is filled with gifts, carefully chosen to bring joy and comfort. These gifts can be opened on Christmas morning to celebrate the season together as a family. However, there are also several silver envelopes on the tree that hold extra special surprises. These should be opened now to reveal how much love and support surrounds you. There's a special kind of magic at work here in Metro Atlanta, a community of helpers who believe in the spirit of giving. These amazing people came together, guided by kindness and love, to make sure your family knows just how cherished you are. blank and blank. I know you've been especially good this year, so keep spreading your smiles and taking care of each other. Mom, your strength and love inspire so many. Don't forget that the world is full of people who care deeply about you. Mm. From my sleigh to your hearts, Merry Christmas to your wonderful family with love and magic. Santa Claus.
Super cool.
Very well written.
And I think it's so cool. So there are going to be silver envelopes in the tree, and she's going to open those. And this is going to say, "Dear Mom, Santa understands how important it is to make life a little easier for you and your family. So his elves have arranged for $2,000 in rideshare gift cards."
Oh, wow.
Whether it's getting to appointments, running errands, or simply easing the daily load, Santa wants to provide support wherever it's needed. The next envelope. "Dear Mom, Santa and his elves want to make sure you and your family are well cared for. So they've arranged for a full year's worth of groceries valued at $8,000. You'll soon receive a Walmart Plus account loaded with these funds, allowing you to shop for everything your family needs with the convenience of free delivery." And then she's going to open the next one. "Dear Mom, Santa understands how important it is to have a safe and secure home for you and your boys and for your mom. To help provide some relief, Santa's elves have arranged for 6 months of rental assistance for you." Mm. "Santa's elves will be in touch soon to coordinate how these payments will be made."
I can't stress this enough. That's really beautiful. When she opens up those envelopes, I mean, she's going to be crying big time here. You guys did that. I mean, we're here to have a good time, but you guys did all that. So everything that's in those envelopes, mm-hmm. when I'm looking at the list of bins, winter coats for both boys, new sneakers for both the boys and grandma, large cozy robe. When it comes to electronics, yeah, we got that PlayStation and a 43-inch TV that you guys supplied. An Apple iPad for the 12-year-old. We got books and games and toys that you guys supplied. AirHog Zero Gravity RC car, laser tag set for both bedding and home stuff, Titanic decor curtains for the 12-year-old, Titanic nightlight, and the list just goes on and on and on that you guys provided. And you can also imagine a mom that is totally and completely stressed out from her illness, but also knows the reality of it and is wondering what it might look like in a couple of months if she's not here. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of release of stress that they're going to be taken care of for the next 6 months, and they have all these clothes and everything else for at least half the year.
The comfort that's going to bring her mom a heart to know that her boys are loved and secure, and also her mom is, grandma is as well.
I can't imagine the burden that takes off of her mentally, man.
To be able to breathe just a little bit of a sigh of relief during all of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sitting here watching Tommy and all of the elves on FaceTime. They are working fast, man.
It is like Fast and Furious, the elves edition.
It looks like they sped up the video.
It feels like a NASCAR pit crew.
Yeah.
I turn around every year and the tree is done and they're almost there. They're putting these gigantic ornaments on it. It's a 7-foot tree, flashes lights between white and then the colored lights. And we've got red ornaments, gold ornaments, silver ornaments, and they're all going up right now. We've got garland all over the place, and this is the lit garland. So when they come in, I can't imagine the look on their faces.
Keep in mind, when Tommy opened up that door and we were watching on FaceTime, there's nothing Christmas-related in this house at all. There are no pictures. There's not even a little tree. There was nothing. So all the stuff that you guys supplied are the only things that they have in the house for Christmas.
In fact, the only thing holiday-related that I see is next to the sink, and that's a Halloween bucket.
Wow. Man. Well, I don't know what else there is to add here, Tommy. You guys are doing a really amazing job here, man. I think we'll let you guys do your work, unless there's something that we haven't done yet.
No. I mean, we're just fully decorating this place. We're going to make it look like Christmas in here, and the tree looks 75% done.
It's really pretty.
We got to find the tree topper. Put the tree topper on last, guys.
It's really overwhelming. I mean, when you think about it, and you put yourself in their shoes, all of the stress of mom, all the stress of grandma, then leaving the house with nothing, and then showing up with the shock.
Dude.
And all.
What happened here?
Right. What happened here? How did this even happen? Which is really part of the magic of Christmas right here. Like, how does this happen?
Yeah, Tommy, you need to get your butt off the phone and lift something.
Hey, he's just pointing. Right, you see him? Over there.
Tommy's like, please don't go.
Check it out. They've already set up the gingerbread house.
Oh, I love those little mugs. The mugs are adorable.
Santa and elf mugs, cocoa bombs.
I mean, the house now is wall to wall with gifts. I don't even know where they're going to walk to get back to the kitchen or get back to the rooms.
They're coming back from the Mexican restaurant, calling dibs on the bathroom, and they're like, wait.
They probably don't think they're in the wrong house.
That is really, really touching, you guys.
I just want to quickly thank all the volunteers that came out, and of course, all the Bird Show fam that donated to make this happen. happen. I mean, it's just, it's incredible what you guys do every single year.
And a huge thanks to Proposity for helping us find the most deserving family.
Garrett and Blake from Proposity are here. If you don't know what that is, it's an app that puts together people who want to help other people together. And this is what happens when they do that. So thank you, Proposity.
The tree looks amazing. The tree
it looks so good. That was fast.
You know, and I want to use this as the opportunity also. Maybe you didn't have time or whatever to donate here, Proposity, to the other 48 families. That's cool. But I hope you guys can use this for a springboard, and I hope you recognize that it doesn't take a whole bunch to change the attitude or spirit of Christmas. If there's somebody in the neighborhood and you don't want to go way, or you can't go way over the top, just the littlest of things, just them knowing that somebody cares, mm-hmm. and just that surprise and that magic goes a long way this time of year.
There's no way all those gifts are fitting underneath the tree.
No. All over the park.
Seriously, I mean, it's like they're having to stock them up on top of each other so there is room in the house to walk. That is amazing.
It's going to be like Valentine's Day, and they're gonna be pulling stuff from behind the couch being like, wait a second, we missed this one.
I wish I could tell you guys that wait till you hear what mom's gonna say, or wait till you hear what the kids are gonna say, but that's not what this is all about. We will never know.
It's just fully anonymous. Yeah. Mom and the boys will never know who did this, and grandma better keep her trap shut.
Yeah, she better. And the manager.
Sure will.
And the manager of the apartment.
That's who we gotta worry about.
That's our weak link. All right, Tommy, please tell everybody their great, great job. Thank them for their time. Everybody is busy this time of year. For all these guys to show up and help out is a big old deal also, man. It has been a labor of love, for sure.
Will do. Bird Show Elves, make some noise.
All right. It's the Bird Show's breaking and entering. This is what you guys did. Thank you so much for your generosity again this year. It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We have a scandal in the Burt Show studio, and I need to get to the bottom of who is responsible.
Dun, dun, dun!
So, for the first time ever, the Burt Show is doing holiday cards, and we are sending them to our huge P1s, so it's a top fan on Facebook, or if you listened to us the most and we showed up in your Spotify Wrapped and you've let us know and you've emailed with me, you're getting a holiday card this year, and I hope it's something we can continue to grow in the future. And so I worked really hard on putting together these mediocre cards, all right? I dropped some photos into Minted, but we also all, like, put our favorite memory in there. Everyone has signed every single one of these cards, every cast member. So it's a lot. And we're doing the final round, and I go ask Mikey to sign some cards, and he's like, I already did, but did you see the ones laying out on the table? And I did, but I thought the ink was drying because I had given like a pretty wet, you know, how there's wet ink and then dry ink. I don't know how to explain it. If you know, you know. I thought the ink was just drying. And he's like, no, they got coffee on them. Dun, dun, dun! And then, so I'm like, "Who? What happened? How did they get coffee on them?" And Mikey said something about it was Rebecca's coffee, and Tommy pulled the table out and it spilled.
No, come on. Don't buzz me off.
I didn't touch the table when I sat down. You moved the table.
And that is exactly why I wanted to bring it to this table, because I am getting conflicting stories on who I need to give the evil side eye to.
Well, first of all, you need to give Rebecca a coffee mug that doesn't spill all the time.
No, 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 no.
That was your fault. Yes.
No.
Whoa. Let's do this in order. Tommy, tell us your version of the story, please.
Well, one thing we have to do is get rid of this wonky table.
Yes.
Anytime you touch the table, Rebecca literally had to, I was editing one day and Rebecca had to leave because just editing, the table was sounds like somebody doing it.
So it was the table's fault that a third of our Christmas cards have coffee stains on them.
Oh, no. Hey, you know what? People will appreciate that.
Well, I wrote a note on every single one that says, blame Mikey, blame Rebecca, blame Tommy.
You will now have in your possession the DNA of Rebecca.
You can clone Rebecca.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want that.
So so the table was just wonky and you didn't pull it out. You just leaned on it and
I didn't touch the table.
This is such nonsense.
Your story. Tommy, your version of the story, Mikey, please.
I was sitting in Tommy's seat. Rebecca got up. She moved the table out so she could escape behind near the wall. So the table is cockeyed now. Tommy comes in and he says, Mikey, get up. And I was like, all right. So then I move a seat. He was joking, but I still moved the seat over. So I moved to Rebecca's seat.
Did you hit the table?
I didn't touch the table. I was sitting. No, no. Whoa.
Let him tell.
I sat down and I was signing. I got through like 6 cards after that. So I'm sitting there signing cards. You come and you sit down. You sit there for a second and then you realize that the table is cockeyed. So you lift it up from the end and you move it. And what happens? This stupid coffee mug tips over, spills right onto the Christmas cards. I remember it like, and the coffee mug traveled. It fell towards me. I remember every detail. It traveled towards me. It spilled. I picked them all up as fast as I could. Tommy takes 75% of the blame. Rebecca takes 25%. I take 0%. I didn't do nothing.
I take 75%.
You moved the table.
It wasn't my coffee.
This is insane.
Weren't even there.
Yeah. I wasn't even there. First of all, you know why this coffee mug was so easy to topple? Because it was basically halfway empty because this was not the first coffee spill of the morning.
Yes. Oh, so wow. Why was it still there?
Because I want to drink my coffee.
So this coffee mug was half full and still how rough were you with this table that you toppled a half-full coffee mug?
He was throwing it around. I came back, and I'm working, and I'm looking over, and there is late coffee right beside me. I mean, this little spill that went on your cards, if the cards had been right there then, they would have been soaked through and through.
I think Tommy's movements may be a little vigorous. I think it's a 50% Tommy, 50% the wonky table that needs to be fixed.
Hey, don't let the fat fool you. I am like a ninja.
But the cup is very much to blame. Look how stupid it is. It's the skinniest bottom.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking that, Mikey.
It's terrible.
It's so it fits in your car cup holder.
I didn't know that I needed like a cup that can survive a hurricane.
Okay. Hurricane Tommy coming through.
Am I acquitted here? I'm acquitted, right?
Tommy's giving guilty.
You're acquitted, but you're guilty by association. So
You need to quit lying.
All right, Tommy, do we have time to play a quick round of the Christmas lyric game?
Of course we do.
I'll take that as a yes.
Back to the great Nat King Cole. He is the voice of Christmas. His entire Christmas album is solid from top to bottom.
The best ever.
So I have it on vinyl. So
you bought the first
Kristen, you're going to be first.
Yeah.
And this is a classic, Away in a Manger. I'm going to let you hear a little bit first.
Okay.
That's enough of that.
Got it.
See how many words you can get till you mess up.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
All right.
We got a lot.
We were trying.
I was trying to give you some hand motions. Like, stars!
Yeah, we're like, stars!
Yes, the stars in the sky.
If right. I count it right, you got 18 words.
Woo!
The first two lines.
All right, Mo, you up next.
That's 18 more than I'm going to get.
All right, Mo,
mm-hmm.
The first Noel.
Mm.
Noel, Noel. Noel.
There you go.
I got to do all of that?
Well, you don't have to do the front.
No, no, no.
The front's setting you up.
Oh.
It's getting you hype.
I'm not getting one word out of this.
The first Noel, the babies and just sing.
That one is kind of hard. Wow. That one is hard.
The angels did say.
Okay, I knew they'd do something.
I thought they were singing.
I know, I thought they were singing too.
You got the first three words, which surprisingly are the name of the song.
Right. We got time to get one in for Abby.
Abby, real quick.
Okay.
O little town of Bethlehem.
Ooh.
You know how it starts.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just throw you into the deep end. You went to church.
A Starbucks on the main street. And
how do you not know Little Town of Bethlehem?
I didn't get the intro. I was thrown off, Tommy.
Yeah, that's it.
You're not wrong. There is a Starbucks in Bethlehem, Georgia.
New York?
What?
Bethlehem, New York?
Bethlehem, Georgia.
Oh, there's a Bethlehem, Georgia?
Yeah, and they see so much traffic. That post office gets flooded every year because everyone wants their Christmas cards to come from Bethlehem. Mm. So every single year, they get a huge influx of mail they have to deal with.
That's crazy.
You have so much stuff in your head.
We talked about it on this show before.
Did we?
Yeah, probably a few years ago, though.
Y'all need to forget Starbucks and go to a church and learn these songs.
The Bert Show.
All right, so let's try this again with Chris Boris, right? Chris was telling us that when we had him on the air, although there was all sorts of interference, Cassie, there truly are spirits that are sort of trying to be the ambassador for those that are sick, that might be heading to the other side, that will show up and indeed, like, make the trip with them, or at least show them.
It's so cool because you always hear stories of people talking about it. And now I've started, not me personally, but my mother has started experiencing it. And I've smelled my grandmother as well, her mother around. And so it just got me really curious to hear from somebody who really has firsthand experience with this on whether or not it's legit or just a bunch of hooey.
And Chris emailed Cassie. And Chris, you are a ghost behaviorist. You said you worked in hospice and you realized like you had this connection with the supernatural.
Yes. Yeah, so I call myself a ghost behaviorist because I like to study the behavior patterns of spirits to figure out what they need, what they want, and help them move on to where they need to go. And part of doing that is being at the bedsides of loved ones and people that are ready to pass on because, they need help. They're not always clear-headed and things like that. So I've got special prayers and mantras that I do to help them elevate to where they need to go as well.
All right, give us clear examples for those that don't believe of what you have seen as far as ambassadors, because spirit ambassadors coming to bring to the other side.
Yeah, so when somebody's very close to death, they'll start seeing things. And this is a way to get them, they're kind of like the welcoming committee to get the person that's ready to pass over acclimated to the afterlife. And one of the best stories that I have to throw at you, and this is something you can do when you have a loved one that's close to death and they can see loved ones on the other side. I had a hospice worker tell me that she had this woman that she was taking care of that was blind and she could see her husband, and the daughter was in the room too, but she didn't believe what was going on. She was like, oh, I think she's hallucinating. But the hospice worker stepped in and she's like, okay, well, check this out. So she asked the woman who's blind, mind you, she said, ask your husband, what color shirt is your daughter wearing? And right away she said, red. And all of a sudden, the daughter burst into tears because she was wearing a red shirt. Now, the mother would not know that because she was blind. But the person that she was talking to mm-hmm. was her significant other. And you can have conversations with people that have passed on through the person that is dying.
That is.
Does that give comfort to you?
Wow.
Yes, it does. But also now I'm like, but what else is there afterwards? Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Where do they go? Is it? I'm assuming it's all good because I feel like I do think you can feel vibes. So, and my mom said she got a lot of comfort from seeing her dad. And so that makes me feel good as well. But it's just, it's such a bizarre thing to think about when you're not used to acknowledging that perhaps the spiritual realm is real or that ghosts are real, to sit there and be like, well, I have someone in front of me saying that they see them. And now there's somebody else who's got like firsthand experience mm-hmm. with these kind of phenomena happening. And so it does bring me comfort, but I'm still trying to wrap my head around it a little bit, you know?
Was there anything that you witnessed yourself, or are these tales that have been told to you?
Oh, no, I've tried it myself. My father-in-law that was going to pass. It's interesting because when I was doing my ghost studies, you know, this all comes together at some point. I've learned from the spirits that there are certain rules that they have to follow. My father-in-law was on his deathbed. We were all asking him questions about, you know, his passing and things like that. And one of the things that they know the angels will tell them is the time of their death. So I was trying to get more information about that. He was seeing angels, so I was asking him to describe the angels. He was very chatty up until I asked that question, and he became very silent. And everybody's like, oh, well, he's getting tired and, you know, whatnot. And I was like, no, that's not what's going on here. So I said, are the angels telling you not to answer these questions to me? And he nods his head. He's like, yes. So here again, we have rules to the afterlife. There are certain things that they are, when they're on their deathbed, things that they're allowed to tell us and not allowed to tell us.
Really?
What's the most, I guess, bizarre, insane thing beyond the red shirt that you have heard a ghost has told somebody?
If we're talking about like the hospice setting, they'll see like a crowd of people around their bed. I have felt my loved ones when the soul is separating from their body, you'll literally feel the soul just pass through the room and out to wherever it goes.
What does it feel like?
It's just like a tingling sensation. It's very high vibrational. I can't even explain it. You get things like that. And Cassie, to address what you were talking about earlier about smelling things and sense with the olfactory, things like that. Loved ones, after they pass on, they have this grace period where spirits have this karmatic currency, okay, that they can burn through to reach out to loved ones after they die. And this can be like olfactory. This could be through sounds, visual. It just depends how much karma they have to use to interact with loved ones. Grandma could show up to one grandson and not the other. It's just based on, you know, how they live, their karmatic situation.
Does it have to be loved ones, or in that moment, can you go see some of your haters? While you're in that
no. And in fact, when my father-in-law passed, he showed up to his friend, you know, and not, it doesn't have to be a relative, but he showed up to his very close friend to the point where they had a conversation for like 30 seconds and it just dissipated.
Mo's like, Rihanna, I'm going to see you in 50 years.
Is it concerning if they like...
If there's no angel show up.
Yeah, I've had to watch two people die and they never saw anybody.
I do lectures and things like that of signs to look out for, because sometimes they're working through a lot of things after they pass on. You know, a lot of situations that, you know, maybe they're in the wrong headspace. Maybe the only way they can contact you is through the dream state, because it's a lot easier for them to puncture the dream state than it is, you know, our physical reality. So there are certain signs you have to look out for. It could be through birds. They can manipulate birds because their minds are so tiny. Sometimes you'll find strands of their hair around the house, or pennies, things like that.
Anybody from the other side show up and go, I can't wait. Can't wait.
My work as a ghost behaviorist, I do prayers for spirits on a weekly basis. So sometimes our house is like Grand Central Station for spirits that come in and out, because they want prayers. And all the time we'll hear voices in the other room. The other night I was getting my girls ready for bed. I heard a man's voice in the hallway. I'm like, okay, it was prayer day, of course. And I was like, just hold on. I'll get to your prayers. I got to put my kids to bed. So yeah, they're constantly everywhere.
Now, I guess the question that I'm asking is, are there spirits from the wrong side that when they show up, you're like, okay, then I'm going to fight like literally hell not to go? Or is it angels?
Yeah, absolutely. It depends on what vibration level you are at. I have a whole tier system, a classification list of spirits that are dealing with certain issues. Destructive spirits, you know, those can sling into like a demonic form. There's a whole range of spirits on the other side, good and bad.
Dang, that's kind of scary.
Has anyone been able to tell you what's waiting on the other side?
Yeah, but like I said, there are rules to the afterlife, so they can only tell us so much. But there is, like, once you pass on, there is a grace period. It's like going to college. There's like an orientation that you go through where they're like, okay, you can do this, you can do that. And one thing that I found out is that you do have access to the fourth and fifth dimensions, where you can see which I call vibology. This is a whole thing, too, where you can see which actions lead to certain results.
Abby, afterlife is like Fight Club. You don't talk about it.
Literally just said that. It was like Fight Club. You don't talk about it.
And I think we all know there's just one person that can speak for the other side. That's Adele.
Oh my God.
Really? Stop. So if you want to learn more, go to my website, ghostdrchris.com. I have all that up there.
Ghostdrchris.com.
Okay, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.